daf is daf ayin dalad. We got to the last 10 lines of ayin gimel amrbez, the Tanur Rabbanan. So Gemara says, Tanur Rabbanan, Ne'emenes Chaya, the midwife, is believed to say, Lomar zeh kohen, she's believed to say, this person born, that she delivered this child was a kohen, or is a levi, is a nisin, is a mamzer. She's believed to say that the status of any of these children. And Rashi just explains a scenario. If you look at Rashi, seven lines up from the bottom, zeh kohen, zeh levi, nashim she'yaldu b'bayis achas. A number of women in a hospital, a number of women have given birth, and they're all in the nursery. Isha is kohen, levi, nesin, mamzer, a number of different women, and therefore the children have different status. So there, she believes, oh, that one's a kohen, that one's a levi. So Gemara says, when is this true? Shelo karala shem iru. That's the only situation where no one has challenged her what she had said of al karala of arar. But if someone does say that she was incorrect, einon emanas. She does not believe. If somebody says, no, that person's a mamzer, not a kohen, or whatever the argument might be, we don't believe her in that case if someone challenges her words. Why wants to know this arar, this person who's going against her, demai, what's the nature of this person? Ilema arar chad, if it's one person protesting her, v'homer Rabbi Yochanan ein arar pachas mishnayim. He holds that it can't be less than two. Always has to be one person who's protesting her. So if she says this person's a kohen, and some guy off the street says, no, he's not, so we don't trust that guy. Ela arar d'trei, it must be where two people are protesting her, fine. So she says this person's a kohen. Two individuals come and say, that guy is definitely not a kohen. So then, we don't trust the chaya anymore.
The error it's on the person, or it's on the baby? The baby got mixed up. Like, this is that baby.
Exactly, on the child, right. Yeah.
Wouldn't it be like Pshita? Two edim against one is...
Yeah, I would think so also. But I think maybe it's trying to set up the next answer to the Gemara, that sometimes even one RR should be enough. So what's that case? Ibai Sayyim the Gemara says, Liolam Eimelacha Arar Chad. Maybe it's really only one. V'chi Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, in Arar Pachas Mishayim, when he says that the protest is only when it's less, it doesn't work when it's less than two. Hare Mili Heicha the Isa V'chazaka the Kashus. That's a situation where there's already a Cheskas Kashus, so then one person cannot come along and remove that Cheskas Kashus. You would need two people. Aval, in a situation, when there is no chazak of kashus, then even chad nami meheman. So just look at Rashi for a second. Rashi says, heichad is like chazak of the kashus, she muchzakin ba becheses kashur. So already she had said, everyone assumed there was a certain chazak up, that the child was a kohen, and the chaya says he's a kohen as well. So then we don't trust an RR of one. But let's say, says Rashi, nobody knew mihu kasher v'lo yata echam hem yidei sefek. Nobody knew any of the children. It was only the chayah who came along and said, oh, that's a kohen and that's a levi. There's no cheskas kashus. Then even one RR would be enough to remove her, to take away her nemanas. Okay.
She's not really saying he's a kohen. She's saying she was born to this woman who is, she's not actually making an edus on the status. She's making who gave birth to whom.
Well, that's in essence saying who the child is.
She's saying,
but I know this woman who's married to the kohen.
She can only give edus on which person gave birth to whom.
Correct. But it affects the status of the child. Okay, the Gemara now says, Neman bal mekach lomar lezeh macharti lezeh ein macharti. The person selling a certain chayfetz is able to say, I sold it to him, but I did not sell it to him. When is this true? Bisman shemekach biyado. That's only when the mocher is still holding the mekach in his hand. He said, no, I sold it to this guy, not to that guy. Aval ein mekach biyado. If the mekach is not in his hand anymore, and he gave it to Reuven, and he wants to say that Shimon actually was the one who bought it, then he's not believed anymore. You can't trust the guy. So Gemara said, wait a second. What's the whole shaila here in the first place? Nechse miman nakud. Let's understand, who did the mocher accept the money from in the first place? Who paid him the money? Whoever paid him the money is a person who owns this object. Why? Well, says, no, it's a situation, lo tzich denakit mitrevayu, where both people paid him the money, amar chad midaite chad bal karchai. One guy gave him the money with the agreement, the consent of the mocher, and one guy stuffed the money in his face against his will. So now two guys paid money. And Reuven says, I paid him the money. And Shimon said, no, I paid him the money. And he agreed to pay with me. So now the mocher standing, looking at both guys, holding the phone in his hand, trying to sell it. And he says, I sold it to Reuven. So we believe the mocher. But the moment the object is in the other guy's hands, I can't say I sold it to the other guy who's not holding the object. So So Gemara says again, he took money from both parties. We don't know which one gave it. So then we trust the mocher if the mocher is still holding the object. But once he passes the object on, he no longer has nemanus. A similar case. Gemara says, Neman Dayan Lomar Lezezachisi Lezachayavti. Dayan's trusted to say that this was the one I said, this is the guy who's innocent, this is the one who's guilty. Bamed Devar Murmin, when is this true? Shebali Dinim Omdim Lefanav. When the Bali Dinim are still standing in front of him, you're innocent, you're guilty. Aval Ain Bali Dinim Omdim Lefanav, if they already left the court, Ain Neman. He's no longer believed to say who was innocent and who was guilty. Only for, again, look at Rashi. Rashi says, Bizman Shabali Dinam Omnim Lafanov, Rami Ale Limitchar. Then it's his obligation to remember. But Shadai Lo Yatsu Misham, as long as they didn't leave, Mishagamru said Dinam, once the dinner is given down and they didn't leave, Omer Ish Ploni Zaka, Ish Ploni Chayv. Shane Bali Dinam Omnim Lafanov, Su Lo Rami Ale Limitchar. You can't expect the dying to remember every single case that passed through. It's impossible. So much is going on that day. So only while they're still there, he trusts him to say, not that he's lying when they leave, but there's so much going on in his mind. How many times my wife said, I told you that already, and I can't remember everything she tells me because so much is going on throughout the day that everything processes. But while the conversation is still there, big mistake, well, everything is still there, so then we trust the dying. Gemara says further, so...
Here it says that it's talking about the dying mumche, that he can actually...
It's biyado. It's interesting. Since it's biyado, he could say, right. Even let's say he doesn't remember, but he's biyado to say you're Izaka and you're Chayiv,
right.
But a regular dying head, that's interesting. Who says that?
In Rashi.
Does Rashi, I didn't see that in Rashi.
It says Reis Sanhedrin.
Rashi Sanhedrin. Okay. But this is always the question, what's the source of Neimanus? Is it because something's biyado we discussed in the past? It's biyado to do something, so that gives them Neimanus, or Stam, where people are trusted, regardless of their ability to do something. Okay, the Gemara says further, wait a second, Nechzad Zechusim Anakit. So when a person goes to court, there's a certification of who's innocent and who's guilty. So let's see who's holding that certificate of innocence. So Gemara says, "Lotziyicha the kari zechusayu." It's a situation where it got ripped. No one has the proof. So v'nehadar v'nedainel. So let's redo the judge. So if they don't know, if there's no proof, and everyone forgot who was zakai, who was chayv, let's redo the case. Gemara says, "B'shudi the daini." What's shudi the daini? So this machlok is Rashi or Ben Tam throughout Shas. Must be six different places they argue about this. So Rashi here says, "B'shudi the daini" means bedin sheino tali b'tam elo akol b'fiv shel daini. Doesn't depend on reasoning. Depends on whatever the daim says. And he quotes a Gemara in Ksubas to support this idea. If you just jump to the end of Rashi, which is v'chevan, the first word in the line is v'chevan shepasakein, since they gave a certain psak, im balachzer in the chozer, you can't retract, you can't redo it, because the fikach ein rotzen lachzer midin shema yitu yitnu libo letzad sheni. Since it was such an arbitrary statement, it wasn't based on any svaras or any edus at all. So just
netiat libo.
Right. Right, so again, it was like, I think that guy's right.
No, it's not about witnesses or not. It's about the second time. Diane will feel different feeling.
No, I'm saying, but it's not, again, because the point is, it's not based on any proof necessarily or any svara. The Diane has certain feeling that this guy was right, and that might change in the second time around because it wasn't based on hard proof. So that might be changed. So if you change it now the second time around, that's going to perhaps be different than the first time around.
So say that the Adim weren't available at that time.
No, the situation should be the dining is where there is no...
Yes, I'm saying an answer to the question would have been, could be should have dining, or it could have been that there are no available Adim. The Adim at that time were available, and now no. Meaning, if you have a lawsuit now, and then 2 years later, you have to reconcile.
But this is not 2 years later. This is only when they're still in Bezin that same day. Remember, they never left.
Hey, nobody remembers.
They didn't leave at all.
Oh, they're still there.
Yeah, still there. Yeah.
Right.
So either way, there's Machlokas Rashi Rabbeinu Tam. How arbitrary is this psak din of Shudi the Dayanim? So again, Rashi seems to indicate that it's based on some feeling the Dayan has, and Rabbeinu Tam thinks it's completely arbitrary. What do they say in English as Shudi the Dayanim? Do they have an English definition?
The judge's discretion.
Okay. So again, that discussion could be, Rashi here is a little bit different than the way Rabbeinu Tam presents him. Elsewhere, Rashi says it is based on Svara, based on a dying certain feeling in Svara. Rabbeinu Tam thinks it's completely arbitrary. He just kind of does a 21st finger or Either way, fine. Let's go Vayitim. Gemara now says, Amar Rav Nachman Shloshe Ne'emanim Al HaBechor. There are three people who were believed on a Bechor to say that this person is the firstborn and he gets double portion of the Yerusha, Elohein, and they are as follows. Chaya Aviv Vimo. Chaya is the midwife, the father, and then the mother. Chaya La'alter, she's believed only right away, but after La'alter passes, whatever the definition that is, so then she loses that Ne'emanis. Then Imo Kol Shiva, the mother all 7 days, and Aviv Li'olam, the father is believed forever. Kedetsani, the Brisa tells us, Yakir Yakirenu. So that Yakir means that he should recognize him and recognize him to others. Le'achem mikan, from here we see Amr Yehuda Ne'eman Adam Lomar Zeh B'ni Bechor, that a person is believed to say that this is my firstborn son. He has that Ne'eman is based on the pasuk of Yakir. Ukshem Shene'eman Lomar Zeh B'ni Bechor, just like he can say this is my firstborn son. Also Kach Ne'eman, he's believed to say Lomar Zeh Ben Grusha Zeh Ben Chalutzi. He could also disqualify son, saying that he's a Kohen, he married a Grusha or a Chalutzi, and his child's actually a Chalal. Chachamim think he only has belief to say that a child is a Bechor, but not to disqualify the status of a child. Look at Rashi for a second, Dibra Maschil Kol Shiva. The mother's believed only for those 7 days from birth until the end of 7 days. Why? Says Rashi, Shadain ain aviv makirbo. The father doesn't recognize the son just yet. Shelo yata mitachas yedei imo likanis labris. The mother's, you know, busy hugging the child and not letting him go for the first 7 days. Mikan ve'elach mutal al aviv lahakiro kedichsav yakir. But the moment the mother gives a son to the father to bring him lahakhnis labriso for the bris after 7 days, so then now it's the father's obligation to recognize his own son. I would think the mice nowadays, mothers recognize their sons more so than their daughters. Rather, I said mother recognizes her children more so than fathers recognize their children at a younger age. But either way, so we see the Ne'emanis lasts for 7 days. There's a Tosos has a couple of opinions we're not going to go in through inside. But the source that a father is believed to say his son is a Bechor is based on the pasuk of Yakir. Yakir Yakirenu, that he has to recognize his son. The pasuk says, Ki es Bechor ben asnua Yakir laseis lo pishaim. He has to recognize his son. So again, after 7 days, the father recognizes his son. So that gives him the Ne'emanis, the pasuk. What gives him the Ne'emanis to say that his son is disqualified? The Tosfos has 2 dayas. The second day, I'll just point out the second day. He said, because it says, Ki es Bechor ben asnua Yakir. Ben asnua, the son, even if the son is a ben snua, a son of a hated wife that HaKadosh Baruch Hu hates, someone who's usher to him, he'll be believed as well to say that his son is a mamzer or a ben grusha ben chalutza. Okay, the Gemara now says the two dots. Abba Shal Hayakari Lishtuke Baduki. So Abba Shal said a shtuki, which we said was where the child knows his mother but doesn't know his father, he would call him a baduki. Why baduki? My baduki, asks the Gemara. Elaim of Baduki means Shabotkines Imo, we test the mother. Vomaris, and she says, Lakasha Nivalti, that the child comes from a kasher person to me. Ne'emanis, she's believed. Kiman, Kiraman Gamliel, that's like Rabban Gamliel. If that's what we're learning from this line, that's a Tanina Chalazima. We already learned that halacha, that we trust the mother about the status of the child. It's not in the Mishnah, tells us in Maseches Ksubis. I think it's Maseches Ksubis, right? Yeah, Haisa. Muberes, if a woman's pregnant, Vamru La, we say to her, Mat Tivel Shel Uber Zeh, what's the nature, what's the status of the fetus? Amr Lahem, so she says, Me'ish Ploni, this person was a Kohen who, we trust her. So Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Elazar, Omer, Ne'emanis, she's believed to say that whatever the status of the child is, even though we have no idea who the husband is, the father is, might not even be a husband, just who the father is. Rabbi Shua, Omer, Lo Mi Pianu Chaim, we don't trust her. And the psak is Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel Halacha K'Rabban Gamliel. So we pass like Rabban Gamliel that we trust the mother to say that her child is kosher. So why is Abba Shaul in a Mishnah repeating another Mishnah? This seems to be repeated Mishnayos here, that we trust the mother on the status of the child. So the Gemara explains Chad Lahach Shirba Chad Lahach Shirbibita. This comes to tell us two different halachas. One Mishnah tells us, the Mishnah in Ksubis, that we ask her about the status of the Muberes. That's about being Machshir, the child. That's where we trust her, the Bita, the daughter. But this Mishnah here, Abba Shaul says, in terms of trusting the mother, her herself, then we trust, that's what we're learning here, we trust her as well. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says, Chada l'hachshir ba, Rabban Gamliel lo hemina ela l'atzma. We only believe herself. Shlo nischala min hachuma. Oh, that's the Mishnah in Ksubis. We trust her herself. Also Ubar, to trust Ubar, basi lo tinas lekoim. We don't trust her regarding the actual status of the child. Comes on Abba Shaul in our Mishnah here in Kedushin, says Machshir af bibita. Even the child is going to be believed based on the mother's statement. So Gemara said, this all makes sense. Hanich l'man damar, the divrei amach sheba posel bebita. This makes sense if you understand the mission in Ksubis, that we trust her, but we still think the child's posel. So then we need the missioner here to tell us the abashal that even the child will be kosher. El l'man damar, the one who understands the mission in Ksubis, le divrei amach sheba, amach shebebita, once we assume the mother is kosher, so too the child will be kosher as well. So abashal may asal hashmirinan. What's abashal coming to teach us? So Gemara says, Abishal is still teaching us a chiddush. You're right. From the Mishnah Ksubis, that we learn from the mother, we trust both the mother regarding herself and regarding the child. But Abishal is adifa midir Rabban Gamliel. He's a greater chiddush than Rabban Gamliel in regards to the mahasam. Had we had the Mishnah Ksubis alone, I would have thought Hasam the Rov Ksherim Etzla there, since most people with respect there are going to be kosher, because most people are not going to be her relatives. Most men in the world are not her relatives and are permitted to her, so therefore she's kosher. Valhecha the Rov Psulim Etzla. Let's say there's a situation. I don't know, whatever cases. Does Rashi speak about a case? An Arusa, okay. If she's an Arusa where she's engaged, that means everybody except for her husband is Asiter. So then, Rover Psulim, so then Ema Lo Tzricha, so maybe Ema La, we would say not. Maybe we assume since Rover Psulim, the child therefore should be Aser. So Gemara says Tzricha, comes to tell that Abishal says, even in a situation where most people will be Asiter, we could still assume that the child came from the person who is Kashiter. And the bottom line is, Amarava halacha ka Abishal. We pass like Abishal, that even by Narusa, if she says that the child was Kasher, we trust her that the child is actually Kasher. Okay. New Mishnah tells us. Now this next Mishnah Gemara is going to be extremely challenging. Okay. Gemara says, Kol ha'isurim lavo b'kal mutar lavo zebazeb. Anyone who's usher to enter into the kal, they are allowed to marry each other. So Rashi explains here, Kol ha'asum lavo b'kal mutar lavo zebazeb, kugon mamzer b'shtuki. So mamzer cannot enter into the kal, but they can marry each other. And they can even marry shtuki. Shtuki is a suffolk mamzer. That's the first line of the Gemara. Then Rabbi of the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda comes along and says, oh sir, he says, no, it's usher. Gemara is saying, why it's usher? Says just a mamzer shtuki cannot enter to the kal, but they also cannot marry each other. And Rabbi Eliezer Omer, he qualifies all this and says, vadan vevaday mutter. A vaday mamzer can marry a vaday mamzer or can marry a vaday nisin, says Rashi. But a vaday besfekan, a vaday with a suffolk person, which would be, Rashi says, a mamzer nisina, which are vaday status, cannot marry a shtuki or a sufi who are only suffolk. And a sveka bevadayin, because they might be kosher.
Right.
And a sveka, which would be a shtuki and a asufi, bevadayin, can't marry a vade mamzer, or vade mamzer, or vade nisin. And sveka and besveka are also asur, a suffix shtuki cannot marry shtukis, because one might be kosher, the other one might be pasul. So only vade bevadi psulim are allowed to marry each other, according to Rabbi Eliezer, ve'eluhin svekos, who are considered svekos, shtuki, asufi, vekusi. Shtuki, again, where he knows the mother but doesn't know the father. A Sufi, we don't know either parent. And a Kusi, like we said yesterday, as Rashi tells us here, look at Rashi, Vakusi, two Y lines down. Gemara Mefarish Ma'is Fekayo, the Gemara will explain, but he gives a little bit of a background. The Kusim, as Ricky told us yesterday, were the Osam Shehoshiv Sancheir Ba'ari Shomram. Sancheir brought the Kusim in and situated them in the cities of Shomram, as it says in Malachim Beis, Ve'yavo Melech Asher, U'mikusim V'gul, they came from this place called Kusa. Right? Al-Shem Shevim Mikusa Nikru Kusim. And then Niskayru Amayamith Aharayas, they converted because they were scared. And the Gemara will explain this later on, what the status of Kusim are.
The lions.
I know they're scared of the lions, which I think is a reference to the Sancheirev.
The actual lions. They were attacked by Chayos.
Yeah.
And then they realized there was something wrong, so they stopped. That was a Zara. And they said,
okay, that's what it was.
This land needs to be... According to this,
because they wanted
to. No, because they wanted to.
Their lives.
So according to them.
They were attacked by lions, so, and they were getting killed all the time.
Okay, so we'll get there then about this.
Who can they marry?
Then? Fine, so we'll get to we'll discuss Kusim. We'll get there, fine. So Gemara says, now, my kolasurim lavavakal. So what does it mean when the Mishnah says they're also to enter into the kal? They're not allowed to marry into the kal. If this tells us that each of these individuals are not allowed to marry the kal, hatana la resha. We already learned in the resha that mamzeira v'nesini shesuki v'asufi mutran lavo zebazeh. We learned already that they can't marry into the kal, but they can intermarry with each other. So we wouldn't have a mishnah. The next mishnah repeat the same halacha. And then the gemara says v'sum. Moreover, Rabbi Yehuda oser. So Yehuda says it's oser. So, what's he talking, when he says Asa, what's he referring to? Elam, if he's saying, Avadayim Besveikon, that he's referring to, Avadai is Asa to marry a Safek. So then, how many tikkasani sefer Rabbi Eliezer omer vadayin bevadayin mutter, but vadayin besvekan 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 aser, that's Rabbi Eliezer's opinion, that avad I can't marry safek. Michlal, that implies that Rabbi Yehuda lo sfirle, that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold that way, that he thinks a safek can marry a vadai. V'chi tema Rabbi Yehuda oser, maybe when Rabbi Yehuda says aser, he's referring to a previous discussion about ager b'mamzeres, that a ger is not allowed to marry a mamzeres. That was a machlok because we had already before. When midei ger b'mamzeres katani, does it mention anything about a ger and mamzeres? Kol hasum levova kal katani. We're talking about all those who are aser. And a ger is not aser. A ger is mutter to marry into the kal. So there's a lot of confusion as to what's going on here in the Mishnah. All right, a few questions. So Gemara says, you know how you're supposed to read the Gemara? The Mishnah is as follows. Omer Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda says, Hachi Kamar, the way the Mishnah should be read is as follows. Kol ha'asurim lavo bekal kuhuna. Anybody who's not allowed to enter into the kuhuna, who can't marry Kohen, that's what we're referring to. So who is this? What's this category? My ninu, Gioris p'chusa mibashlo shanim v'yomechad. A Gioris who was converted by her parents less than the age of 3. Udulok Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, not like Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai holds that if a child converted less than 3, the issue is that one of the reasons why a Gioris cannot marry Kohen is because we assume a Gioris, when she was a guy, she was a Zona at the time. She was with other men. So therefore, she cannot marry a Zona, cannot marry a Kohen. But if she was Pchusami Shoshashanim, let's say she had Bia anyways when she was less than 3 years old, a girl is not considered Bia, that does not render her a Zona. So Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says, Rabbi Shimon says that over the age of 3, a Gioris over the age of 3 is not allowed to marry a Kohen, because she has the status of a Zona. But if she converted under the age of 3, where any Bia that may have happened is not considered a Bia, then she is allowed to marry a Kohen. So we're not holding... What?
She
It's not her. She didn't decide to do this.
Oh,
it happened.
Okay.
So the Gemara says, so Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says, under the age of 3, the Gioris can marry a Kohen. So this Gemara is talking about, not like Rabbi Shimon, that even under the age of 3, if she's a Gioris, Pusa Mibashlo Shonim, she still is not allowed to marry a Kohen. So now the Gemara continues to say as follows. So this category, this Gioris of even less than 3 years old, Mutarn Lavo Zebazel, although it's Usr, they are Usr to marry into the Kal of Kuna, they are allowed to marry each other. Okay. So the Gemara says, why do you have to say against Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai? Why not say the Mishnah is talking about a case, V'nokme b'bash shalosh shanim v'yomechad? Let's say referring to a Gioris who's over the age of 3, v'afilu l'Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, and even according to him, he'll hold that a Gioris over the age of 3, it's aser lavo b'kal kuna, but mutarim b'zelazet. So Gemara, but if it would be a girl, Gioris, p'chusami b'bash shalosh shanim, then we would allow her to marry the Kohen. And that's not what the Mishnah is referring to. The Mishnah is referring to over the age of 3, where it's aser to marry a Kohen. Gemara says, "Imkain, if we were to establish a mission that way, mitzida tavra. Mitzida tavra means from the side. Tavra means will be broken. It means that the answer itself is ready from the side of the mission. What does that mean? A very strange lashon. The Gemara explains as follows: if we were to take this logic through and say as follows, elatayim debas shalosh shanim v'yomechada, only because if we establish our mission to be a 3-year-old gioris cannot marry a kohen." But if she's less than 3 years old, she would be allowed to marry into the Kalkuna. So then, because that would imply that less than the age of 3, she's mutter in the Kalkuna, but aser zebazeh. But it's not true. Of course she's mutter zebazeh. And therefore, this Mishnah does not work out nicely if you assume it's talking about a situation of over the age of 3. Therefore, it has to be talking about a Gioris who's less than the age of 3.
Why is she Mutter Zebazah? Mutter Zebazah means, we're talking about Nesin, Tenesine, Mamzerim, Shtuki.
Are they referring to now Gerim now? If now we establish that the Mishnah is referring to a Gioris.
But Rashi said earlier, when we said, Kol Asrim Lava Bakal Kuna, our Mutarim Lava Zebazah, Rashi says, you look at the last, you see the low crib shimon, that Rashi in the first line, the last 3 lines of that. Mutarin hanach asurin gioris mamzer nesinu shtuki lavo zebazet. Isn't it saying that?
So now, taking this logic through, let's see. Let's read this Rashi now. Rashi says, v'nokma k'bashalosh. Let's say he's talking about bashalosh. below Pipachos, the name of the Pchusa Mitaris Lakoin Ovalo Ari. We're not dealing with under the age of 3. Im Kane, the Kirby Shimon Mitokme, the Pchusa Mitaris Lakuna. That's the case. Under the age of 3, she's permitted to marry Kohen. Vu lo hitir lavo mamzeres, ela asum lavo bakuna. He only permits those to marry mamzerim if they're also to marry Kohen. Havi mashma, hai de pechusa ishle dasur le mamzer. That would imply that under the age of 3, she's also to marry a mamzer. The problem is, if you look at the jump to the two rashis, asum lavo zeba zeba tmiya, he be mamzer, mamzer ba. So she can marry a mom, so Mary can marry her. Bahari Gioris Vihule, the Khaven the Kal Gerim Lav Kalhu, Losha Phusa Losha Yisera. Shouldn't be a difference whether they're under the age of 3 or above the age of 3. Valkarchach Dhana Didan Midishari Yisera Al Bashalosh Lamamzer. From the fact that a three year old can marry Mamzer, Shramina Isle Kal Gerim, Lo Isle Kal Gerim Loki Kal. So we're saying she should be mutter under the age of 3. She should be mutter to marry a kohen and also marry a mamzer. Is that what you're saying? The Gemara implies that it's usher for her to marry a mamzer. Let's see how they read this. What's the kasha?
Right. It would come out according to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai that we're saying pchusa mibashaloshanim is usher to marry a mamzer, and that's not the case. Pchusa right. mibashaloshanim is mutter to marry a mamzer, just like we said before, a ger can marry a mamzer. Not going to review that, I guess. Going to review this.
So you're saying that the Chiddush on numbers, or Shimon Echai would just be 3 1 day?
The implication would be a stira to what we said before, because if it was going according to Shimon Bar Yochai, that above 3
would be
is when there's.
The suffix would be also.
Is when it'd be Mutter Lavo Zeboza. But above 3...
Under 3
would be Aser Lavoza. Right. That's not true, because under 3 is also Mutter to marry Mamzer.
Well, I think that's what he's saying here, is that the implication is that if we read the Mishnah of Shalosh Shanim Yom Echad, that's where it's Aser L'Kal Kohanim, but Mutter Lavoza Bazeh, that implies Pchusim about Shalosh Shanim should be Mutter L'Kal Kuna, but also Levo Zebazeb.
And that's not true.
But that's not true. That's exactly why we're rejecting it. Exactly. That's why we're rejecting it.
So that's why it can't be Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. It has to be the regular opinion who holds.
Even Pchusim Bar Yochai.
It will still be us.
Right. Fine. Okay. So that's why we said that's the case. Now the Gemara says, is this really a Kalahu? Is this really a Klal? The Chol? Because we assume the four. The Chol Hasum Levo Bekal Kuna Mutarm Levo Zebazeb. Anybody who can't marry a Kohen is permitted to marry each other. Hare almana v'grusha v'chalala v'zona dasum lavo b'kal kuna. They cannot marry a kohen, any of those individuals. Yet asum lavo zebazeh, they can't marry each other either. So what do you mean they can't marry each other either?
They can't marry the mamzer.
Right.
Lavo zebazeh is just a code word.
They can't marry the other mamzerim. A grusha can't marry a mamzer.
The whole thing. I don't understand. What is meaning? The whole mission is talking about mamzerim. What are you putting kahuna in the middle? It doesn't make any sense to me.
Maybe why not?
I'm not helping the whole... Meaning the whole mission is talking... He's not talking about Kahuna. He's talking about people who are actually...
No, that's the service, but we can't be. We already learned that in the previous Mishnah. So this Mishnah here can't be talking about what we already learned.
But it doesn't say even later, even the safe of the Mishnah, it doesn't mention Kahuna. Meaning...
That's what the Gemara does all the time. They reinterpret a Mishnah... Because not to fit it, because that's what
it's
meant.
It's
The Gemara does it a lot. That
so the mission is to add another category into the four.
So Ricky's bother doesn't say the word Kohen in it anywhere.
No, but even at the Sefer, even none of the three are mentioning Kohen. Meaning, not that
it won't be the first time the Gemara adds in a Chasur Mechter.
Let's see how it's
done. Okay, Gemara says now. Vesu, moreover, ha mutter aser is that does it mean anybody who's mutter to marry Kohen is aser to marry the mamzerim? Right, ger shemutter bekanes and mutter bemamzeris. Right, that was what we said before, that ger can marry both a Kohen and also a mamzer in both ends.
Again, according to Rabbi Yosef.
Right, if you're keeping track. So Gemara says, Ella amirav nasan bar hoshaya hachi kamar. This is what it should say: Kol she Kohen aser li says bito now. A Kohen who can't marry a person's daughter, umay nihu ger shenasa gioris. So if a ger marries a gioris, according to Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, he holds that the status of the child is still puzzle to a Kohen. So if he can't marry this family's daughter, mutarim lavo zebazeh. So that daughter is allowed to marry a mamzer.
Why can't she marry Yisrael?
Who the
daughter of a ger?
She can't marry a kohen though.
Can't marry a kohen.
According to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov,
right, right.
We paskin she's allowed to. A ger and a geros have a child. That child's completely
Jewish,
can. There's one sheet that Das Yachad Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. He holds that child still has some pagam and can't marry a kohen. So anybody who the kohen can't marry their daughter, so they themselves, the parents, can marry mamzerim. That's the klal, the new klal we're saying. So the Gemara says, "Uklalahu, this really a foolproof klal." Uklalahu dechol shekohen osalisa's bita. Wherever a kohen can't marry this woman's daughter, mutar lavoza bezesh. She can marry a, or he can marry a mamzer, mamzeres. So is that really true? The hare, I've lost the line for a second. Hare chalal shenasa bas Yisrael. The kohen osalisa bito a chalal. A kohen lost his kedusha. He's a chalal. Marries a bas Yisrael, which is permitted. The child is a chalal, a chalala. The kohen cannot marry the daughter. Now, yet this chalal is still asur nami levozebazet. The chalal still can't marry a mamzer. So you have a case where the daughter is asur to the kohen, but the father itself is still asur to marry the mamzer. Where's the lokasha that holds like Rabbi Dustai ben Yehuda? Who's Rabbi Dustai ben Yehuda? So Rashi explains that actually a Yisrael can marry chalalim. Rashi quotes the Mishnah, they are the mikvah, they cleanse the chalalim. So chalal actually can marry Yisrael, and therefore what?
In other words, the child can marry. This chalal marries a bas Yisrael, the child would then be mutter.
Right.
To,
so you can't use the raya.
The child would be mutter to a kohen.
So what if you...
So chalal who marries Yisrael, the child, so it would be case, kohen would be mutter lisa bito. That would be the case here.
Right.
So then, harei chalal shenasa chalala, the kohen aser lisa bito. In this case, where it's not a tara, it's chalal and chalala, so the child's going to remain a chalal. There's no tara here. So the kohen is aser lisa bito, cannot marry the child who's a chalala. Yet this chalala is still aser nami lavo zebazes. She still can't marry a mamzer. Vesumor, over the Gemara asks, hamutter aser, is it true whenever the child's mutter, person's mutter to marry a kohen, aser to marry a mamzer? But if he said, hare ger shen aser bas Yisrael, the kohen, mutter lisa bito, umutar in lavo zebazes, a ger who marries Yisrael, which is a completely mutter, and the child of that product, the kohen can marry such a daughter, and that a daughter, that the father rather, is allowed to, the ger is allowed to marry a mamzer. So we see it's not true, mutter, aser mutter. Fine, so the Gemara says, finally, Elo, Amar, Rav Nachman, Amar, Rabba, Baravua, Hocha, Mamzer, Meachosa, U Mamzer, Meashis, Ish, Ikebenayo. Difference is,
nice.
A mamzer from a sister, or mamzer from a married woman is the Nafkamina. Where is he coming in here? So he's trying to explain, look at Rashi. Rashi says as follows. Last two narrow lines. Mamzer meachosa krisis. From a person being with the sister, that would be isser krisis, which is not as severe as chiyah misas bezdin, but still an isser karis. And a mamzer meishas ish is misas bezdin. Yikubanah, that's the difference. La begeret pliga. We're not talking about at all geris. That's not our issue anymore. Ela de kasavar yesh mamzer mechavi krisis. There's a machlok. Everyone, machlok is whether or not there's a mamzer from krisis, v'alchi kamar. Kol anoldim me isure erva mamzerim him. Anybody, any child that's a product of an erva is a mamzer. Umutarim lavo zebazeh. They can marry within each other. Hanei chayvi krisis bivnei chayvi misis. Kigon eshish ish dekul mamzerim him. Rabbi Yehuda oser lavo chayvi krisis bivnei chayvi misis. The kasaver ein mamzer elam chayvi misis bezdin. So now we're reading as follows. According to the Tanakhama, both chayvi misis bezdin and chayvi krisis will result in a mamzer. Rabbi Yehuda holds only the highest, the most severe chayvi misos will result in mamzeres, but chayvi krisos will not result in a mamzer. So a child of a chayvi krisos, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is aser. That's what he says in the Mishnah, aser to marry a child of chayvi misos bezdin, because only chayvi misos bezdin is mamzer, according to Rabbi Yehuda, but not chayvi krisos. So according to, again, now we way to read the Mishnah is as follows. The Mishnah says, anybody who cannot enter into the kal, which would be mamzerim, which is referring to chayv and mises bezdins, and chayv and krisos, they are allowed to marry each other. But Rabbi Huda says, no, a chayv mises bezdin, who is a real mamzer, cannot marry a chayv of krisos. That's the machlokas, that's the discussion of the Mishnah.
Does Rabbi Huda hold that chayv and krisos is a different type of mamzer? He holds it's not even a mamzer.
No, it's not even a mamzer.
It's not
even a mamzer. That's a mechosa, lo mamzer.
There is such an idea out there that there might be a pagam still in such a child, even though there's no real mamzer. So this would, by the way, make you feel comfortable, Ricky. We're not talking about Kohanim anymore.
Right.
We're talking about Mamzer. This is so
Ricky. Yeah. No, it makes much more sense in a way because it's
it flows the mission.
Yeah.
Fine. So Gemara says now, let's read through this one more time. Ella Amar Rav Nachman Amar Rabba Bar Avua Hocha Mamzer Me'achoso.
I knew from the beginning that there would be that it would work.
You learned this before. This is the second time through Shas. So Gemara says Hocha Mamzer Me'achoso Mamzer Me'isha Ishi Ikabanayu. Tanakama Savar Afilu Mamzer Me'achoso Nami Havi Mamzer Yehuda Savar Me'ishas Ish Havi Mamzer Me'achoso La Havi Mamzer. So my Kamashan, what is coming to teach us? Tanina, we have a Mishnah already that tells us, Eze Mamzer, Kol Shum Bilo Yavo, Devi Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva is the famous Shita, that even Chayvi Lavin results in it. That's Rabbi Kiva. Shimon Hatimani Omer, Kol Shechayv Merlav, Kares Bide Shemayim. That's how even Kares, that would be Halacha Kidvarav. That's how we Paskin. That's the Shita of the Tanakama in our Mishnah. And then Rabbi Yeshua is the middle Shita. He holds Omer Kol Shechayvi Alev Mises Bezdin, which is like Rabbi Yehuda. So we have three Shitas. Our Mishnah only quotes two of them, but there really are three Shitas. So it's a repeated. So why would our Mishnah repeat something that exists in another Mishnah? So Ella Omer Rava says no. Really, you're right. This is really the final answer. The Mishnah is talking about Ger Amoni Umuavi Ikebenayu. A Ammoni or Moavi who converted, v'halchi kamar, kol ha'asum lavo b'kal, and these cannot, umay nihu, ger Ammoni v'umoavi, they can't marry into the kal, but they can be mutarn lavo zebazeh, they can marry each other. So ihachi, that's the case what we're finally talking about, amay Rabbi Yehuda oser, why does Rabbi Yehuda say it's oser? That would seemingly be very logical to say that case would be permitted to marry each other. So Gemara explains, halchi kamar, afa pisha Rabbi Yehuda oser, ger b'mamzeres, even though he asers a ger, from marrying a mamzeres, hanei mili ger deroy levo b'kal. That's a ger has a higher status, a ger who's allowed to marry into the kal, a ger of any other nation. Aval ger amoni umavi, that they converted, de'ein ruin levo b'kal, that they are not allowed to enter the kal, then lo, then he does not asher them from marrying mamzeres. Is that how we read it? Let's look at Rashi.
Well, he does not allow them to marry mamzeres, right?
They are not prohibited to marry mamzeres. A girl from an ammonium Moabi.
Yeah, I mean they are permitted to marry mamzeres. Yeah. So how do you read Rabbi Huda? Rabbi Huda says us or
though. I don't know that bring, but they're not prohibited.
Exactly.
We're not pushing it, but
right. But Rabbi Huda says us or in the Mishnah.
Rabbi Huda Amar Kol HaAsurim Lavo Bikal Ubiklal Ze Ger Ammoni Beger Umoabi Mutarim Lavo Zebaze Umutarim Lagerim Ammonim Umoavim Lenase Lamazem Apatisha.
I think it's saying that even though in general,
right,
when
right.
He says Asur in general, Rabbi Yehuda, who says Asur in general,
he's saying Asur to everybody except Moavi and Ger to Moavi and Ger Moavi.